Good morning. We're continuing Chayodim Klal Yud Zayin, and we are finishing off Siman Dalet. Mitzvah Loritz Kishaharlach Lebeis HaKnesses or Lashar Mitzvah. It's appropriate to run when a person goes to do a mitzvah, a person goes to the Beis HaKnesses. Alba Beis HaKnesses also Loritz Elayelach Be'ema. Within the shul itself, a person should not run. It's a place of awe to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he will talk about later on the Chiyuvim of the Derech Eretz that a person has to have to a Beis HaKnesses. And we will get that message of Hashem. But meanwhile, he says a person cannot run inside of the shul, even though he's running to get to his seat, to daven. A person has to walk with appropriate awe. In front of a king, you wouldn't be running around, you would be walking with the element of awe. But to the shul, a person should be running to be able to get to do the mitzvah. A person shows that he wants to do the mitzvah, he gets the scarf for the running. Based on this idea, the Poskim can say it's really preferable that a person should walk to shul rather than drive in a car, because the showing that you want to go and you want to be connected and you want to be there, like we mentioned Schar Pesias before, so this applies over here as well. The flip side of this is when a person leaves the shul, a person should not run. A person should show, as he were, that he's leaving the shul. It's difficult upon him. He's not ready to run out to somewhere else, unless he's going out to another mitzvah. A person is going from the Beis HaKnesses to the Beis HaMedrash, so then he can run from one to the other. The person grappled with is, does this idea of running apply when you're quite distant away? Is the idea the actual running, or the showing that you're interested in wanting to connect? So some assume it only really applies if you get close to the shul, so a person should then move quickly in order to get to the shul as quickly as possible to show that he wants to be there. Others disagree and say even as soon as you leave your house, a person should try and walk as quickly as possible or run if possible to get to the shul. Mishabur brings an interesting din, and the new point, Mishabur brings an interesting din that you should not run in the Rechayv. However, amongst the Goyim, you shouldn't run. It seems to be that was something which would raise the ire of the Goyim, and it was not worthwhile. The person would say nowadays that people are running around for all the different things, there's no reason why I can't run to shul as well. Let's do Simon Hay. After Mitzvah Gedolah, he spelled it Beis HaKnesses. So we mentioned this idea before, even though it's a mitzvah, it's a tremendous milo and mitzvah to daven in a shul. Im yeh nichshol shom al yedei chaverim royim bedvar b'teilim b'litzonos v'chiyotze boy. If a person's going to end up doing things which are improper there, be it the Rabbi Talim, Latsamas, etc. I'm skipping the parentheses for a second. Oshal Yuchal Yishmar Hashem Kriyas Sefer Torah Tfilos Hashatz. It's a large shul, and you can't hear the laning, or you can't hear the Chazar Hashatz. Or the people in general tend over there not to lane loud enough, or to daven for the Amma loud enough. Mutrashi Yisbalo Bebeis HaBasorah. So they were there. Going home and davening at home would be considered a valid, better option. A person should do so. So we mentioned before that the shul is a place where a person is going to be doing averus or not fulfilling the actual mitzvahs of tefillah itself appropriately. So the mile of davening and shul doesn't override the tefillah itself. The tefillah itself should be preferably done in a way which is not tefillah itself is done in a way which is not going to be as good as possible. We give that precedence over the mile of the shul. Now the Kayadam quotes over here in the parentheses a Zohar that let's just touch on the Zohar over here. He quotes a Zohar from Parshas Truma. Mandi Yishtoreh Bekenishto Milan Dechol, person who speaks in a shul words of chol, vai le, woe is to him. The Achti Peruda, he's showing a separation. Violate the Gorami Hamnusa. Woe is to him that he's undermining his trust, his being trustworthy to Hashem. Violate the Lesle Chulka Be'elokok the Israel. Woe is to him that he has no portion in Hashem. The Achti Leg the Holes Elokok Be'elosh Tachatamon. He's showing as if it were that there's no God and there's no that as if he's not there in the shul. Lesle Chulka Be'elokok, like he has no portion in Hashem. Lodochim, and he's not scared of Hashem. Vani Klona Be'etikuna Ilo Adilela. And he's acting in a way which is going to be insulting to the tikkun that tefillah is supposed to bring. It's a very strong language of the Zohar that a person should not be speaking in a shul, Dvarim Batalim, or Litzonos, etc. So we'll talk about the local Kedushas Beis Knesses more. However, we're going to do the following. That's going to take us, be a longer type of a topic. At this point in time, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we're going to start Hilchos Purim, and after Purim we will go back to finish this topic of Kavanah Beis HaKnesses, and after we deal with Kavanah Beis HaKnesses, we will then move on to Hilchos Pesach. Have a good day.